Did you buy some cookies?
I did buy some cookies.
Can
we can record them after our 30-minute show. I mean, we can eat them after our 30-minute show.
We could record them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not record us eating them because, that would just... Although there are people that would probably pay for that.
Right.
All right. So okay. You want to start the show?
Yeah.
Can you get us started?
Yeah.
Hante, get it.
I mean, we've been recording the whole time. Oh. Enjoy that.
Dear Chicago.
Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
I ain't a camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
I don't know.
Oh, hi. Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
I don't know.
Which, by the way, is an awesome album.
I need to listen to that. That's her latest album, right?
Yes, the London Sessions. It's so...
Is it live?
Good.
Is it live?
No.
So it's new songs.
It's new songs.
Why is it called the London Sessions? Because she's in London when she recorded them.
Oh my god, you're so fucking smart.
I'm so smart.
So smart. Yeah, she recorded them. She...
I even know where London is because I have the maps.
Oh. The Google's maps?
The maps.
Oh, like Apple.
Like geography.
Oh, yeah, because Apple didn't have the maps.
No.
That shit was
only,
like,
only Google got the maps.
That shit was like, go left, go right,
and
go
into
straight,
the Atlantic Ocean.
And then you're in the Atlantic Ocean.
Actually, it's gotten a lot better.
Well, yeah, like not because they've had drivers drive around.
Yeah, and they're about to like do public transit, which is nice.
Oh, so amazing.
You don't even do public transit.
I know.
But it's real time, so it like shows like...
Supposedly, which I don't understand how that's going to work out because like a lot of trains in the city... And welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Yes.
How
this
are
is,
you?
This is episode 617.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And who are you today?
I'm Rikesha.
Rikesha?
I'm Ricky's black girlfriend inside.
Oh, shit. We're assimilating now?
And I talk like this.
So you that bougie... Bougie black girl.
I use a French press.
That you got from Target?
Because the women...
Not from France?
The women at work think that I'm bougie because I use a French press.
Is that because you don't want them to take your coffee?
Well, it's because I don't want to drink our company's shitty coffee. And then secondly, I want good coffee and I paid for it, so why can't I have it?
Exactly. Girl, you ain't bougie.
Why is it bougie?
Well, French presses is a little bougie.
It's not bougie. It's been around bougie. For thousands of years.
Like, who the fuck are you yelling at? Because I'm right here. I love French press coffee because it's like creamy. It's like frothy. It's just
that's real,
delicious.
You guys.
That's like real delicious.
Yes.
Real. Get into it.
Get into it. You press it. You drink it.
Into
wonderful.
It.
The only thing that's kind of sucky is cleaning it.
Yeah, because it's got all that...
And it's ooey gooey at the bottom.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
For too long.
And apparently you can make cold press coffee that way.
Yes.
Too. I haven't done it, but I want to do it.
Oh, so amazing. So amazing. All you do is you do the same thing as if you're making regular coffee.
Sit in the refrigerator?
And then, no, you don't sit in the refrigerator. You pack a cup full of ice, like tons of ice. But the key...
No, I've seen this cold brew coffee that you stick in the refrigerator overnight and it brews overnight. Like it kind of like looks like it's in a French press.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
It's like a system. Is that actually...
It's not a system. It's like a... I guess it's a French press, except for you just do it in the refrigerator. It stays all night long in the refrigerator. And it like brew... It's a cold brew. So instead of using hot water to brew it, you pour cold water and you stick it in the refrigerator.
Got it. So it's kind of like the iced tea.
Yeah, the iced teas.
Got it.
Like the Mr. Coffees
like
that make the
like
teas.
It's like putting the tea bags in the tea thingy and like taking the tea thingy and...
Yeah, it's exactly like that. It's pretty. It's really close.
I could not get that out with a straight face.
You guys, I think Roger's a little buzzed. I took an Ambien, so that might be kicking in about, you know, a good 3 minutes.
I think this is going to be a fabulous show. So
it'll probably end up me being on Amazon shopping.
Yay! Yes! I'm feeling good.
You guys, when we went to the grocery store today, literally every other word was yes and haunted. And
oh my god.
Get into it.
It's sweet cheese.
It's Gouda cheese. Yes.
Get into it.
And it just wasn't the words. It was like our head and everything.
Oh my god.
Just,
like straight up fucking. I seriously wanted to amp up.
We were going to get shot.
Like there was a guy standing next to us and I was like, yes. And he just looked over and I was like, yes. And Ricky's like, we're gonna get shot, and I was like, yeah.
Roger's hair is really tall today too, so every time he did it, like, it just like flung everywhere.
It's because it's starting to grow out and it's misshaping and
shit. There must have been a lot of MSG in that water.
I told you, girl, that's gonna cause you a little thirsty. Bowel movement.
It's gonna bloat me movement. Up. Bloat me up.
Below
you guys, we have nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about on the show. Well, it's Pride 48. Let's talk about that.
Oh god.
Do a Pride 48 ditty.
Okay, wait. So I will announce it like I'm an announcer.
Okay.
Okay. And go. Welcome to Pride 48, June 19th through the 21st at 7:45 Central, 8:45. And I'm wrong. No. Damn it.
7:45 Eastern.
Oh, 6:45 Central. All the way to 10 o'clock Sunday? The 21st?
Yeah.
Okay. Our show is following Ink Blind and Confused at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific.
Central.
No, Central.
7 o'clock Pacific.
No, yeah, 7 o'clock Pacific. And I'm drunk.
And forget about mountain time. I mean, who knows that? There?
Right.
Yes.
Join us.
Wait, do Mark and Ed live in Central or they live in Mountain?
No, they live in, I think they live in Mountain.
Or Mountain?
I think they live in Pacific.
Specific time?
No,
they don't.
They live in Mountain. Mountain time. I don't, what the fuck is Mountain time?
It's...
Time not my
go.
Time.
Time to go.
Who said mountain? I don't want to climb a mountain. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
You see what I did with her? You see what I did?
What? No.
Oh, damn it.
Anybody got time for mountain time? Oh, got it.
Ain't nobody got time for mountain time.
Well, I didn't say that. I said, who said mountain? I don't want to climb that. Ain't nobody got time for that. See how I did it? See, that was a good joke. Oh, I had to explain it to Dum Dum. I want to send a shout out to MM to the M.
Oh, we love Melissa.
Oh my god, I'm super excited to see her.
I love her because she sent me a text message the other day and she's like, I fucking can't have anything nice. And I was like, oh, god, what
happened? That was the day that fucking chatterbox in the other room was boxing.
Right. And I was like, oh my god, girl, what happened? And she sent me a picture, and you know she just got a brand new car. Like, it's a month old.
Yeah.
Ran into a deer.
The deer ran into it.
Yeah. And her husband was driving it. You know husbands ruin everything.
Oh, god.
Everything.
No.
Oh. Except for that paycheck when it comes in, because that's okay.
And that's barely okay.
Yeah, because Tony's been out of work because of surgery. He's doing better, you guys, though.
Thanks He's for asking.
Yeah.
Oh, he was doing a whole hell of a lot better today. Ooh.
Y'all, I thought I was Nurse Ratchet. That's who I thought I was. I was like, if I have.
He was literally acting like patient zero. Like shit was just starting to happen. His blurb was burling, and he was like, We walked out to go get food for groceries today, and I literally turned to Ricky and I was like, I'm really reconsidering my stay here right now.
I need some more water. Can you talk, girl?
Oh my god, girl. You're a little thirsty.
Is that regular water thirsty. Or dirt water?
It's regular water. It's not dirt water.
I'll just get my own.
Oh, okay. Well, it's regular water. So, regular Wawa. Yeah, so we need you guys to join us on the 20th, which is a Saturday at... Can you get through? Oh, girl, I'm so skinny. Not true. We need you to join us live at... Is it 10 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock Central? See, I got so used to saying 9 Central. Anyways, for you dumb fucks that don't know time, 9 Central comes after Mountain Time. That comes after Pacific Time. We're going to be serving. We don't have an agenda and a goddamn thing to talk about realness. Okay. I don't know. Maybe. but if you guys have any ideas, any questions, any comments, any topics that you would like for us knowing everything, not nothing, asses, please go on ahead and send it on over to foulmonkeys@gmail.com. At foulmonkeys.
Oh. Y'all, I have a fucking idiot for a host.
I'm drunk.
Not many, but
I'm drunk.
Quite the worst.
I'm sorry. If you want to send us a question, do it. Send it to us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. If you want to Twitter us, it's at foulmonkeys.
You call us.
You can call us. I don't know the number.
863-666. 0377.
I swear to God, that was like a fucking retard read that number in Spanish.
863-666-0377.
Ooh, holy girl.
But I said all the right numbers, right?
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
I had to think. I was thinking.
Golf clap.
I couldn't, you know, because I still haven't gotten to the part where I can just speak Spanish and know the word.
Yeah.
Like, I have to translate it and...
So this is for all my Spanish people who were born during the 70s and 80s, because I don't know if any of the like later 80s, early 90s would know these people. But anyway, we were watching Spanish TV because, you know, Tony and I got into talking about how today I was watching, a girlfriend and I were talking about like old school novelas when we were kids. And I told her that one of my favorite novela actresses is a Mexican actress by the name of Lucia Mendez. Mm-hmm. And she was huge and whatever. And I was telling her that one of my favorite songs is Corazón de Piedra, which is translated Heart of Rock. And anyways, so we were talking about that. And then Tony and I, of course, got into talking about that. And so he got so excited because... I think he probably feels the same way I do. Like, it's really difficult when you don't have friends who speak Spanish to relate to when you see things like right. that, or when you remember or you whatever. So like we get excited. So that's all we want to talk about. So he put on all these like videos of like her singing back in the day, and
they were both singing it. They were on American Idol.
I mean, it was and we were like starting to tear up. Like, she right, was in front of our fucking were. Living room. I mean, it was just
like
crazy.
Like when Jenny Rivera disappeared. Oh. Like, everybody just.
That plane just said,
"You're heavy, bitch."
She was skinny on the mountain.
Oh, it was skinny, Jenny Rivera.
On the mountain top, she said, "Smack." Oh,
that was sad though. They really exploited. Her
they found her leg and her arm.
Yeah,
that was it.
And they took pictures of it and tried to sell her jewelry and stuff. It's
yeah,
awful.
Because didn't they recover stuff from like yeah. that's what happened? It was a very
like her hair. Some of her hair. Like, I guess maybe she had extensions in or something.
And it was like, that's awful. That's, you know what? You're a horrible human fucking being if you're out there selling dead people shit that was just on them 5 minutes ago before they died. Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy. Hey, I got a leg. Anybody want a leg?
Wait, are we at Popeyes?
I mean, why you gotta go there?
Love Popeyes. You guys... I really should do a campaign to do a Popeyes commercial with her name is.
Everybody, we should, every one of our fans, I'm sorry, our stars slash
Pooflingers,
should go into a Popeyes and be like, we want Foul Monkeys to sponsor you, for right. you guys to sponsor Foul Monkeys. Like, we want them in your commercial.
I mean, we would literally eat their food every day.
No. I want to live till I'm 80.
Well, you can have like beans and rice. That's healthy.
Kind of. Because it's so it's an Earl.
Yeah, it's pretty salty.
Exactly.
You can have the corn on the cob. I love corn. Oh, you probably don't like it because your teeth.
Yeah, my teeth are really like, every time I go to the fucking dentist, it's like I cannot not stop complaining about like the sensitivity of my teeth.
Sensodyne, girl.
I do. I think that's what's making my teeth even more sensitive.
Maybe you need some false teeth.
That's what I said. I need some flippers.
Oh, get girl, you be making some. You be making some money.
Ooh, just, can you imagine the head? I would give. It'd be amazing. Just glide up and down. No teeth. Just
yeah, but doesn't the little skin pieces that are between your teeth like callus and they would hurt?
No, they recede. They end up receding.
Expert.
My grandmother had false teeth. Hello.
False teeth really freaked me out. Like when I was younger, no, we used to have this babysitter.
Uh-huh.
It was, like 15. It was an elderly couple. No, I mean, they were like, I shouldn't say elderly, but she was as a child, they were probably in their 40s or 50s. Okay,
got it.
So I shouldn't say elderly. Now. Yes, they were probably dead. Yeah. But the dad or, you know, the male of the house, like when we would start crying, yes, and we would just instantly start crying. And you know what else? I'm still.
That just made me want to like throw up, seriously.
Another thing I'm still having an irrational fear over are those
earthquakes.
That is very, yes.
That's irrational.
Not here, but in California, yes.
That's irrational, by the
way. I won't go to Japan. Nowhere that has earthquakes. Alaska, forget it.
Yo, that's irrational.
Hawaii, forget it. Yeah, please.
Ooh, modulation.
My irrational fear, and I don't know if anybody remembers this or maybe it was just a Southern thing. Uh-huh. But there used to be like these characters that were like, they were stuffed, but they were in pantyhose and they would hang on the wall. And sometimes they would be like clocks and their eyes would move.
That's fucking freaky.
And literally to this day, if I see one on the wall, I will like do what you did when you thought you saw the mouse. I have a breakdown. Like I start sweating, I can't walk.
I can't you're even like Ivy.
I can't even look the other way. I'm like, it's instant. So if anybody remembers those, let me know because they used to like dress them up as like old pimp. So it'd be like a grandma and a grandpa on a wall.
But it was but they were made out of nylon.
They were made out of nylons, but they were stuffed.
I wonder
really
if it's
weird.
Like if it's just like if they're just called like nylon stuffed
people
puppets. Let me see if I can look them up. So
but like irrational fear, like that's they scare the shit out of me.
I'm going to see.
Let me see. No, not those. That's not it.
Wait. I don't understand what you're talking about. Like just this?
You talk and let me look.
Like this?
Yeah, but there were people. And then sometimes they would have eyes.
So, I feel like they look like fucked up potatoes.
It's, yeah, it kind of does look like that.
Like this?
Yes, like that.
That's
but they put them on a wall, and sometimes they would have a clock, and their eyes would move on with them.
That's fucking freaky. I could see why you'd have a fear of them. It's irrational, but I could see why. Like this.
That's a puppet.
Did y'all hear her? She was like, I wonder. No, those are puppets. But it's very similar to a puppet.
They look kind of the same.
Oh my God. Is this Michael Jackson's face?
Like these.
Oh yeah. Those are freaky.
So they were like dolls, but oh, they were just really weird.
Oh, look at this one.
Yeah. Like this. Look.
fucking freaky.
See, I'm telling you. And then sometimes they would be on a wall and their eyes would go back and forth. Like, you know how they have the clocks with the cat's
eyes? That would scare the shit out of me as a kid.
Irrational. Like, if I see one on a wall, I will, like, tear that shit collapse. Down.
I can just imagine you.
Oh, it's, you know what my irrational fear to earthquakes is like? Have you finished Grace and Frankie?
No, I haven't even started it.
Oh. One of them is irrational fear of earthquakes, and how she acts is exactly what would happen if I was in an earthquake. Exactly.
Do you know that we have earthquakes here in the city? Like, they're not...
I'm not talking about, like, 3.0s. I'm talking about, like, fucking 18.0s.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I don't think we've ever had an 18.0.
Yes. I saw it in California. All the bridges fell on people.
That was an 8 or a 7. No, I think it was an 8.
Okay, so imagine what an 18 would be like.
Well, it would probably cause a really big rip in the
ground. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be a part of that.
It's irrational because you've never experienced it. I could see if you experienced it.
It's because I saw it on TV and it scared the living shit out of me.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'd rather be in that movie Twister where they belt themselves to the pipe and go through Bill the Paxton? Middle of the Twitter.
Helen Hunt?
Yes.
Get into it, honey.
Have you been on the ride at Disney?
Ugh, no, I don't, I've never been to that? Disney.
That was a lot of... sad that came out of your mouth. I can smell it. Wow.
I just licked my own mic. Okay.
So did I tell you how I have been doing this thing of sending note cards to my friends instead of sending text messages or Facebook messages? I've actually been handwriting cards.
Oh, and where's mine?
To the mail. Well, I talk to you every day. I'm talking about my people that I don't see all the time.
I know.
But I've been handwriting because I feel like I kind of lost. And, well, first of all, when you get something handwritten, it always feels more special than it does through a text message, right?
Excuse me. Unless it's like a thank you that comes from like a wedding, because you know that shit was not personal. That was like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, my thank you letters were personal.
No. I understand what you're saying. I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying in general, like if I get a thank you from like a wedding party, it's like so impersonal.
Thanks for thinking.
Right.
Of me.
Thank you for taking the time out to sign your fucking name.
Right.
Narcissist.
If you even signed it.
Right.
But it's obviously my penmanship has grossly
changed
since the world of texting and typing.
You know, I think mine is still the same. I still have really nice handwriting.
You do. Yours is nice. Except for your signature is crazy. But
honey, I've been working on a signature for... Ooh, girl.
I'm sorry. Were we talking about RuPaul's signature?
What was I doing earlier? I was laughing. No, wait, how does she laugh?
RuPaul.
My God, that really sounded like her. Anyway, so you're sending these thank you letters. Have you gotten any feedback yet?
Yes, I actually had like Melissa Miranda Miranda. Mm-hmm. She posted it. I mean, she didn't post what was inside the card, but mm-hmm. what the card looked like. And she was like, oh, this makes my day to get something like this. And then also my friend Lorraine, who is like, I know we just talked about it in the last episode, but she was like my best black girlfriend in Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would never say that to introduce her, but
right.
You know, since we were talking about that.
We were talking about, yeah.
But she was like, oh my God, I will always value anything you ever send to me. And I know that you're going to be the greatest husband. You know, for Tony, you know, you're like, you'll be a great husband.
3 hours ago, he wasn't singing that tune.
He was not. Y'all, we have to whisper this, but I thought there was going to be a D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Don't ever utter that. I know we're just joking around, but don't.
He was real grouchy. Woo! Could you sing how grouchy he was?
Oh, no, no. Ain't no winner, no winner.
I'll fuck you like an animal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's...
I want to slit your throat. So I want to slit your throat.
I want to feel you shove your inside. Dick
all the way far up in you and use you like a puppet.
Right.
Yeah. That's exactly... That is a level of I angry wanna he was... I want
to treat you like a big fatty.
Oh, big fatty.
Big fatty in a sling. Oh. Do you think it squeaks?
Probably. Oh, no, you hear chains rustling.
That sounds like he's checking to be to see if he's pregnant. Sounds like he's getting a sonogram.
Oh, the heart?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That was a food baby.
Ew. I don't even think his body allows a food baby to be developed. Like, I think it's instant flush out. Like,
oh, really?
Instant abortion.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish. Because
he
I
takes
had
a
that.
Lot of fiber. And if you need to know how much fiber you need to take, call an Aspic Fat.
Oh, I know. I know, girl. I got IBS. I know.
Oh, they have a blood test for that now. Did you read about it?
I did, but it's not as accurate.
Well, how is it not as accurate? Because they didn't because have a way to determine it
well,
before.
Well, because IBS is not like it. IBS, I feel like from what I've read, IBS is more like it. There's it's like. How do I explain it?
Girl, when your ass hurts, when you're pooping, you got IBS.
No. So you have a situation and there's a solution. Okay. Just follow me.
Okay. This is going to be, I think my Ambien's kicking in a little bit. I'm starting to.
Starting to feel a little woozy.
I'm smiling.
You starting to feel that Amazon card coming out.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? It's like, it's you have a situation and then you have people who are going to resolve it. And it's like the people who are resolving are trying to assess the situation and they can't. Does that make sense? Like, so it's like your stomach hurt. Like you can get IBS because X, Y, and Z. So it's not like, that's the reason why I think that the blood test is not going to be. It's not like cancer. It's not like they can't go into your body and excavate something out of your body and say, oh, yep, this came back with cancer cells. IBS doesn't work like that. IBS is situational. It is.
Like New Jersey
situational.
Oh.
Yes, I'm going to stand up too because my girl, hips are like, oh.
Are your hips lying?
No, they're not.
Are your lips high? Are you?
I can't fucking form a sentence. Oh, your hips don't lie.
I don't know. I got my hips alive.
Oh. Oh. Anyway.
Shakira.
So I wanted to bring up a topic that I think that we should discuss.
I was thinking about discussing that during the live show. About the...
Yeah.
What do you think?
The like ear?
That's a good topic to talk live about.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we have so much we could talk about during the live show. That's kind of like...
I think it's a good topic.
Okay, well, what else do you want to talk about? Now that I've teased everybody and was like, here's a piece of cheese. Oh, you can't have it now.
What do we think about gonzo dicks? You know what I'm talking about when I say gonzo dicks?
Yes. It's really
what apparently someone likes them in this room.
You know, I was practicing, my Mariah Carey was coming out.
You were practicing just in case the gonzo dick was trying to rip out your vocal cords.
That would be horrifyingly. I'm like, that's the one thing that I think about. Like, if there's any medical things that you think about having that you would like, there's two things. One, having Alzheimer's. Like, I don't want to get sad skis on anybody. But I feel like that would be my worst nightmare. Like, all of a sudden, from one moment to the next, you don't know who the fuck you are or where you're at. Like, that's terrifying. So, for me, that is one thing that I would rather have cancer. I would rather have HIV.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I would. That is the one thing that I do not want to have when I get older. So, that's the one thing.
Cancer or HIV could cause Alzheimer's. I mean, that could be one of the last stages of your death.
Oh, it's fine. Like, if I'm dying already because I have cancer and it so happens to be that I get Alzheimer's, well, who fucking cares? I'm dying. I don't care.
You just don't want to have the Alzheimer's.
I just don't want to have the Alzheimer's. I also don't want to have...
Like, at 50? That's sad. Well,
exactly. Like, you're running down the fucking street and all of a sudden you forget where the fuck you're going or where you at. So that's scary.
And then you're working in, like, a prostitute hotel in New Orleans. And you're like fucking people on Crips.
Ooh, girl, get into it.
And that. You're like, I love this ride. Oh, are we at Disney World? That's what it would be like.
I want my mommy. The second thing that I would not like to have is have anything to do with my vocals. Like anything. Like I fear that if I were to go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, so like if I were to go to the throat doctor or like a vocal specialist,
and we had to do surgery on your cords,
like he's gonna tell me I probably have nodules because typically, like, if you are, like, they say that if you're a natural singer or if you have or if you've been trained, and over time, a lot of people will develop nodules in their vocals. And of course, as you know, like as you get older, your voice, you typically goes changes. Deeper and changes, gets thicker, huskier.
Yes.
You know, we're not singing up here.
Yes.
So my fear would be one that I would end up like, you know, what's her face? Joan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like that one.
Or the singer from Journey.
Right. Did he have throat surgery?
Yeah, he had surgery too.
Well, you know, George Michael had throat surgery, and for a minute there, he thought he wasn't...
Throat surgery in the men's bathroom in California does not count. That is not the same thing.
No. He actually had nodules in his throat, in his vocal cords, and they had to remove them because it was causing harm to his vocal cords. So when he removed them, there was a little bit of fear that he would not be able to sing again. So he took
Sam
a lot of.
Sam Smith just had that surgery too.
Yeah, and so did Adele, and that's why she that's why she stopped singing and touring for so long, because one, the recovery, and two, she had to make sure that she was able to sing afterwards.
Do you think we're gonna have an Adele album this year?
Lady Gaga's working on a new album.
Really?
And I think ew. Yes. I know. Whatever. But I know. You know, she's been working on an album, Adele. I don't know if it's going to be released this year. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be. It's probably,
you know, done. I love that name. If I ever have a little girl, her name is going to be Adele Chantreuse. Chante,
you stay.
Burton Romero.
Anyways, so yes, my two worst nightmares would be Alzheimer's and vocal damage.
You do not want to run into Ursula from The Little Mermaid. No. You do not.
No, do not. No.
I mean, no. But somebody takes your voice, but apparently you just have, you can't even whisper. I mean, you can't do anything.
No, I would cry.
Cry. Cry. You guys, I'm going to take a picture of it probably, but I have the cutest fucking framed artwork.
Oh, yes. You're so cute.
And
I love
it's about this series. It's this lady on Etsy who, like, 100% of what she gets for the projects that she does, she gives to this organization for orphaned elephants.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. So everything that you buy
from
her.
No, seriously, shut the front door because the alarm's going off. I'm just kidding.
gotcha.
Girl, she's so stupid. She's
like, I was like, what? And I was like, no, seriously.
You do realize that, you know, your husband's in the front. oh my God. He could have been murdered and we would have never heard.
We wouldn't.
I mean, that would have been crazy. Oh my God. No, okay, anyways, go ahead.
So anyway, basically the pictures of art of this of a baby elephant. It looks cute and adorable. It's gray, it's brown, it's fucking adorable. And then the mom is all painted in white and she has like her trunk wrapped around her, or they're like head to head, the two that I have.
Yeah.
And the series is called Ghost Mom because it's supposed to represent the mom of the orphan baby.
Right.
And I saw it, and I originally bought a pendant necklace, and I was like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no, I can't. I have to get this. My coworkers are like, are you crying? I'm like, I'm sorry. I just saw something really sad. And they're like, did someone die? And I'm like, no, I just saw something really sad. I saw something sad today on a video. No, yesterday.
Oh.
Had to leave my desk.
You went from today to yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't do it today. It was yesterday.
Okay, got it.
But I actually had to leave my desk because I was so upset.
What did you see?
It's the video of the guy that did the documentary on his dog, but it was through the eyes of his dog, seeing his owner go through cancer and chemotherapy and him being there for his human. And then it turns around and comes back to being the human for the dog because he's old, he's elderly. And so this guy's been taking the dog to all their favorite places. Mm-hmm. And then it switches the script and it's, you know, it shows like, you know, he's now says it's time for me to go. You know, I'm not feeling very well anymore.
Oh,
and it's just
crying.
I mean,
I would have been. I posted my
desk. It and it said, if you need a happy moment in your life today, you should watch this. But you're going to cry and you're going to laugh and you're going to fucking cry river. It was so sad. It was 7 minutes. It's like a short story.
Right.
Girl.
So I'm assuming the dog died.
You don't see that part,
right?
But it's assumed.
That was kind of the same thing with those two women who gave their dog like a last sort of hurrah
before they put it.
Yeah, like a bucket list sort of thing. I think about that with like Kubis and Sole, and I'm just like, oh, I can't. Like, I know that it's inevitable that that'll happen. But the idea, like thinking about it, makes me so sad because it's like they bring so much life.
I told you.
Right.
I was back here in this room. I had both the dogs that were cuddling with me. It was like a happy
this
moment.
This bitch was sitting over here fucking crying in the river.
And then I started thinking, what am I going to do when these two babies aren't here anymore?
Not replace them. I'm sorry. That's
not replace them, but...
But like get another dog immediately.
Like move on and get another dog. Yeah, I would probably. But just the thought of like, I guess just having them so close to me now and thinking that in 10 years they could be gone. I just started like crying in the bed. I was like. And then, you know, of course, Chancha comes up to me and she's like licking the tears off my face. I was like, I love y'all.
Fucking sad fest.
But it's like
2015.
And see, some people make fun of me because I fucking humanize my dogs. That I mean, they are they're my family.
They're your babies.
They're here for a reason.
Yeah.
And they're here to teach us something.
But
they're
you do
here
realize
to make
that
us feel better.
And I'm sure you're aware of this, but you do realize that they provide more for you than you provide for them.
Yeah, I mean, to them, they're just like, oh, he feeds me. Right. You know, they don't know. The animals do know love.
I was going to say, I don't
they
think
do they... know affection, but they just are like, oh, he gives me food. Or,
oh, he's,
you know.
He's, I did something good because he's petting me.
Right.
Or he's touching me. So
but
that's the
to
affectionate
us,
part.
They're
the
like
part.
Our total complete world. Yeah. I mean, it's like.
So strange. Because I wonder sometimes, and I know this is going to get like really. Whatever. But like, I do wonder, even though like scientifically, well, they are very smart. And they do know
when something's wrong.
Right. They do know when something's wrong. I don't. There was a video that someone posted on Facebook about this autistic kid who his dog was freaking out with the kid because he saw his human like freaking out. And so the dog was reacting to him freaking out and was trying to calm the kid. And then finally the kid like started to calm down towards the end of the video. And I just thought, wow, it's so beautiful to see that, you know, this kid, because he has a very specific thing going on, like, you know, autism or whatever, and he doesn't know how to communicate per se, but neither does the dog. And oddly enough, they're communicating in their own way to each other. Mm-hmm. And that was so comforting to me. I was like, that's so sweet.
Is that
sweet.
The same story where the family brought in the pit bull?
No, this was, I think he was like a black lab. It was like a huge black lab.
There's a story of a rescue dog that was a pit bull.
Yeah, I think I've seen that story.
That came into an autism family. Mm-hmm. And the child, who was like 14 years old, had never touched his mother. Never hugged her. Never told her that he loved her.
Right.
Which is common.
Yes, it's a very, very, very common thing in autism.
But when the dog arrived, like within 3 days, the boy went up and hugged his mom and said, "I love you, mom."
Oh,
and it's like she had a meltdown.
Yeah, you know? Of course she would. Of course she did.
So, you know, another positive pit bull story. But, you know, of course, for every good one,
there's about 18 that are bad. That have nothing to do with the actual dog being per se bad.
Right. It's usually a situational thing.
Yeah. But, you know, I was thinking about that, too, the other day. I was just kind of like, you know, I look at, like, you know, my two little puppies and, you know, I know that it's inevitable they're going to die. And more than likely, Sola's going to go first because her breed just doesn't last as long as Chihuahua's. You know, I don't want them to, but, like, I know that it's inevitable it's going to happen. But I just don't know. Like, I try to think to myself, like, how I would react. And I just, there is no, like, there's no way you know how you're going to react.
I grew up around animals my whole life. I lived on a farm. We had dogs, they were called coon dogs. Whatever. They hunted raccoons, but some people say that that's racist. But we had cows, chickens. Of course, these are animals that we did not kill because they were like dairy animals and they were chickens for eggs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we weren't eating them, but they would die naturally, you know, because animals do that. And it's like, I'm like, try not to cry.
Oh, it's like, get it seriously. Together, girl. Sister Ambien over
no,
there.
No, it's just like you grew up with this cow who was like, born, like, you know, you saw it born and you grew up with it for like 15 years. You know, it's like it'll let you pet it, it loved you, and then just old age like kills them. And it's like, it's super sad.
That's how I was when I don't like birds now. I know, girl, get it together. That fucking Ambien is taking over you. I used to have a parrot when I was younger.
Fucking hate birds. I'm sorry.
I can't humanize those. I don't like birds now. When I was a kid, I was fascinated by I really like the pretty colors like of canaries because that's what we usually had. We had tons of canaries, and those fucking birds are messy, and so are parakeets. Parakeets are much messier than...
They're loud, too, right?
Yes. Parakeets are a lot louder than canaries. Canaries just sang, and it was pretty, and it was beautiful to hear that. But we had a parrot. One of my mom's coworkers, her husband or her dad or someone, had a parrot. I guess he was moving or he was going somewhere where he couldn't bring it along. And so he gave it to us. Her name was Joanna. We used to call her Jo. And she only liked two people, me and my mom. She would call my mom a whore. my mom would walk by and she'd be like, puta. Whore, and she would say, because she spoke English, and then we taught her how to speak Spanish, so she would say that. She absolutely fucking hated my grandmother. Like, she, every chance she got to snap at her, she would snap and break skin. So my grandmother had cuts all over her hand because she hated her so much. And she would eat whatchamacallits.
You know what, Grandma, stop doing it.
Right. She would eat whatchamacallits and drink coffee.
The bird?
Yes. I would take a cup of coffee to the cage and I would open the door and she'd walk out and she'd dip her.
Oh, girl, she was European.
Girl, she was something.
And I love a whatchamacallit. Can you still get those these days?
You can get them in certain places. But anyway, so we were doing some fixing around the house. Like, we were doing cabinets and stuff, like sanding and stuff. And I think the fumes over time because we bought her a mate and she loved the mate. Like they were always together and she didn't feel as lonely. The mate was an asshole. She would not follow
any direction. So it was like an Ike and Tina Turner situation.
Oh, it was just like, oh my God. Like I tried to take him out so that I could walk around. He would fly away. His wings were clipped.
Fly away.
Fly to the sky. Up to the bird.
Spread your wings and prepare to fly. For you and me, come parakeets.
Anyways, and then one morning,
really working, girl.
We started to see that she was not doing really well. She wasn't normally, she would like climb up to the top and swing, and she would sit there. And,
was she pulling her feathers out?
She was sitting at the bottom, and then like by the next day, she was dead.
You like fucked her,
and it was the worst thing ever because I'm the one that saw her, and I was like, no, I mean, she was my favorite, I mean, she was like my pet, you know, because I didn't have a dog when I was a kid. I had one dog and her name was JJ. She was a Rottweiler, the sweetest thing ever. And we had to give her away.
I love Rottweilers. And
people, those are my favorite dogs.
People think they're vicious dogs.
No, just that's like the pit bull. No, yeah. They're not. They're the sweetest fucking animals, like crazy.
Doberman Pinschers are too.
Yeah. Smurfetter has one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but anyway, so like, you know, it was really sad. Like it was my only pet because we didn't have. It was the only pet that I felt some sort of connection to because it actually responded to shit that I would say. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, Joe, I love you. And she'd be like, I love you. Like, that's what she was, you know, so it was kind of like my dog.
It's such a loss. It's just like, and it's like instantly torn out.
Well, and especially because you're young. Like, so it's like, you don't know how to.
What the death concept is.
Right. Like, you're just like, I'm not going to wake up. I'm going to wake up one day and they're not going to be swinging in the swing, you know, or they're not going to be running around playing or whatever. But yeah, no, it's like, I think about that with Sole and Kubas and, you know, I mean, I know it's going to happen eventually, but it's just like, I don't know what I replace them. Would I, you know, get another animal right away?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it wouldn't be right away. It would have to be a few months. Like,
see, and you know, and Smurfetters, when her dog died, she got a dog a week later, which is her Doberman Pinscher. And we all were just kind of like, girl, like you need to grieve a little bit. Like, you know, let it sort of, you know, let time pass. And, you know, and nope, she couldn't. And I told her because she didn't know at first. She was not, because I think when you're in that state, like the word replace is like the ugliest word in the dictionary, but we're just like, girl, you're not gonna replace them, right? And we meant, you know, you're not gonna get another dog, you know. She's like, God, he's irreplaceable, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, she'd get upset or whatever. But I just told her, I was like, maybe you need some time to just grieve a little bit, like let yourself, you know, get past the pain.
He's gone, and
no, girl. A week later, no, new dog. I don't know if I could do that.
I mean, because mine is going to be in a beautiful urn. They're going to have their collar embroidered with their name. And I'm going to have it wrapped around the urn. So it's going to be like a special thing. And I will have them.
Speaking of that, have you seen those? Have you seen those ways to get buried and like... So
in a tree.
Yeah. Okay. So there was one. The tree pot. Did you see the big one?
Yeah.
That you fucking, it looks like a cocoon egg.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how I want to go to fucking sleepy sleeps.
I'm up in an egg. You're like Mork and Mindy and shit.
Bitch, I want to be the food to this motherfucking Japanese tree.
Do you know who Mork and Mindy are?
Of course. Nanu, nanu. Girl, I know.
Nanu, nanu.
Yeah. I like that idea. I would love to be a Japanese maple tree.
They are, well, first, they don't like it. Like the regular burial people, you know, that do funerals.
Why?
Because they said people already have a negative feeling about funeral homes and feel that people take advantage of them. But they think it's going to be even worse with this natural process because they know people feel more comfortable doing it that way. So they're more able to, you know, sell it and try to make more money out of it than what it's worth, kind of thing.
Oh, I see. So and, gouging people into doing something so they can make more money.
And I don't
money?
Think that it's like a one-time payment thing. I think it's something you have to have set up so that once a year or whatever, some years,
oh, that it gets taken care of,
right,
and maintained. But I mean, it's a fucking tree. You turn into a tree. What else do you need to maintenance but water it? Trees don't die just like that.
But the field you're in and everything still has to be taken care of.
Fuck that shit. There's the other one where you can get, it's like a, it's the same idea, but it's a smaller. So what you do is the person gets cremated and you mix, you throw it in to the little, like, it's like a, it looks like a vase, mm-hmm. but it's not because it's all biodegradable and it's got tree seeds, any tree choice of your own. And they, what they do is they mix the, your ashes into the dirt, mm-hmm. and that also supplies, because ashes are really good for your soil and stuff. So that's why you see some of those plants where you see people who are smoking, you see ashes and they're still growing and you're like, how is that fucking possible? That's because the ashes actually help it.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. But anyways, the ashes help with the dirt and all, and the soil and the food and all that stuff.
Is it Angela's Ashes?
I have no idea what references that is.
The book.
I don't know.
Girl.
I don't read. Girl. I know. I'm too pretty to read. What's our time?
We got 10 minutes.
Oh, see? We pulled out an hour out of our ass.
No, that's the 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Is it really 30 minutes?
No, it's almost an hour. And y'all, my ambient is kicking in real good. Right now.
Good. You look like you're high as fuck. Which is very different from what I remember.
I can't wait to eat my Oreos.
Are you going to be like Cookie Monster?
Oh, he's not the Cookie Monster anymore. He's like the Vegetable Monster. Because it was a negative impact on children when you said Cookie Monster.
Oh, Jesus. So, do you want to be cremated or do you want to be buried?
Cremated.
Yeah. Do you have it out in your will? Like, or do you have a will?
No, we haven't done anything with that yet. Okay. But I want to definitely be cremated. Funerals and burials are fucking pointless. And
well, it's more for the living than it is for the dead.
With my mom's experience, even being what were we saying? Cremated, it's still kind of expensive.
It is. My sister told me that when they went to go look so they could have everything set up for my grandmother when she passes, they were like, it's so it was more expensive to get cremated than it was to actually get buried. And I was like, how in the hell is that possible?
They scammed them on something. They tried to sell them something they didn't need.
I don't know what the hell it was, because I thought that was cheaper. Because, I mean, your beans had a blaze. How much more expensive can it be? Shit, I'll fucking put your ass up in a...
Well, they try to sell you, like, all the announcements, and they try to sell you the urn.
Right.
You know, like
just that. Send it to me in a nice little bag. We'll make sure we get it in an urn. No, I want a big motherfucking celebration. I don't want people to wear black. I want people to be all in colors or white. No white, no black, all colors. So you need to put on some blue, some orange, some green, some yellow, some red. I want to have a motherfucking party. I want people to celebrate my life, not my death.
What if people are all high on Ambien and are just like, let's chill?
No.
Let's just all go sleep with Roger in the casket.
That's weird. But I want my opening number. So like when I'm being walked down the aisle.
If by Janet
Jackson. No, it's even better. I want it to be Cover Girl. Put some bass in that walk. Head to toe. Let your whole body talk. Clearly, it's a pun. I'm dead. My body's not talking.
So you want the
oh God, you is stupid.
You want the pallbearers to do the dancing?
Yeah. Well, because I'm not gonna be since I'm gonna be in an urn. So like,
oh yeah.
I mean, I want them to you know, like do a dance.
Oh my God, what if they're doing juggling magic tricks with your urn?
That would be awesome. As long as it's closed, it's fine. So as a way for us to go out, this is the one song that I want for our my closing number on my show, a.k.a. my death, a.k.a. my funeral. This is the song that I want to be played.
Oh, that's so beautiful. It's really quiet.
It is. But people, we don't have our headphones on, so people can listen to.
This is a Sarah Bareilles song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's such a pretty song. The name of the song is called Once Upon Another Time. It's from her Once Upon Another Time EP. But it's so pretty because it's like she's like literally saying goodbye to the person that she once was and moving forward and not looking back and just being like,
but she's not dying, but you're dead.
Once upon another time.
You should have it recorded in your voice.
With mine. When I saw her sing this, I cried.
Turn the key.
I think we're done. You want to go eat Oreos?
Yes, let's go eat some more.
Okay, let's go. You guys, this is Ricky.
And this is Sarah Bareilles. Deuces.
Let's make a rap about Oreos.
With this track playing in the background.
No. Yo, my name is Ricky Burton, and I'm here to say double stuffed Oreos are the way. Big chocolate chunks with a creamy, creamy middle. Drinking it with some milk makes me spittle, spittle, spittle. This is the DJ rocking the mic. His name is Royer. He's eating his cookies like he's fucking Tom Sawyer.
Oh, that's good. That was pretty good. Oh,
God. He don't eat the double stuff because he's trying to make a raft to make it down the river so he can get his shaft sucked.
What? I mean, insane. Insane.
Insane.
Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. I don't know what I could say about Oreos. Maybe I'll sing something.
Okay.
Oreo, Oreo, you're so good to me. You're creamy and white and dressed in chocolate dreams. Oreo, Oreo, when I stuff you in my mouth, I get a little orgasm and it comes out my house.
And when I lick you, I imagine... Are you top or the bottom?
Because everybody in this Oreo dream wants to be double stuffed with a lot of cream. And that, my friends, is a wrap.
Hurrah.
All right. Who was I? I don't think we said who we were there. You I did. I didn't. This is your DJ. Make sure to check us out June 20th at 9
Central Time.
10 o'clock Eastern Time. Mm-hmm. And if you want to check out some other shows, go to pride48.com.
Please do.
The Pride 48 Pride Weekend will be Friday to Sunday, June 19th to the 21st.
And then come to Vegas too.
And come to Vegas in August the 26th.
The 27th through the 31st.
Or the 27th?
Yeah, something around there.
Yes. And make sure that if you guys want us to touch some topics, you have any questions, you have any concerns, anything that you want us to talk about, touch on, touch you, send us some pictures of your cock, your balls, your asshole, all of the above.
My cock. My balls.
At foulmonkeys@gmail.com is our email. Our Twitter is foulmonkeys. And our Facebook is foulmonkeys as well. And our phone number is 863-666-0377.
Yes. Anyways,
this is your fabulous co-host.
This is Rick.
get into
get
it.
Yes. Hanse.
Deuces. Say bye, Ambient.
Bye-bye, CPC Ambient. Time to go shop, shop.
What are you going to buy me?
I'm going to buy you an Oreo out of the refrigerator.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.